In Northwest News on 88.5 FM, our weekly travel segment, Going Places, often focuses on far-flung destinations around the globe. But this week, our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, turns his attention closer to home. He tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that as we head into the Northwest summer, a quick and easy getaway is waiting right in our proverbial backyard.
Matthew, can I tell you something I really want to do this summer?
Go for it.
I really want to go to the coast. And I don't know how. I mean, I've lived here for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know how. I mean, you get on the road and you head west.
Right,
but
right.
But how do I have a good time on Washington's coast?
So get on the ferry in downtown Seattle to Bainbridge, mm-hmm. head over the Agate Pass Bridge, drive to Port Angeles, head to Lake Crescent. So in Port Angeles, get your picnic going, get up to Lake Crescent, jump in the water, have a picnic, keep driving towards Forks. And then when you get to Forks, there's going to be a fork in the road.
Ha.
And you've got to decide, am I heading to La Push or Ocean Shores or Moclips or Nea Bay?
How are they all different?
Oh, totally different. Ocean Shores has the big hotels, the Holiday Inns, you know, and some other hotels right down on the beach. You know, it's maybe perhaps a little more busy than some of the other towns. One of the things that surprises many people and actually kind of surprises me sometimes is they allow people to drive on the beach. So you'll literally see trucks and vans and SUVs driving on the beach. Some people like that. You know, if you're not capable of walking very well or something, or you mm-hmm. have an elderly parent, I think that's a great thing to do. Bring them down on the beach and just bring your car right down there. But if you're looking for something a little bit more quiet and laid back, I would probably head up the coast to Moclips. That is stunning. There's some great little hotels and restaurants there. And if you want to get really off the beaten track, head to Forks and then on to La Push and bring your camping gear and camp on the beaches of La Push.
Can I do this on short notice? I mean, it is June as we're having this conversation.
Oh, I think you still have plenty of time. I think you can call, you know, do some research, look at, you know, for example, TripAdvisor, and there's some great other websites that you can, you know, start poking around at different hotels and lodges. And a lot of them have kitchens, so you'll save a lot of money. You know, you'll probably bring in a lot. Also note that some of these, like around La Push and Nea Bay, some of these are dry reservations. So I went out there for a bachelor party, and I remember going into a restaurant on the coast with a group of 6 guys. And we said, you know, the waitress came over and said, yes, we'll have 2 bottles of wine and a round of beers. And she looked at us and just said, oh, this is a dry area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we picked the wrong place for a bachelor party.
Right. Well, and some of these areas, too, are sovereign territory. So I guess it's important to know before you head out there what the rules are and how they might be a little bit different than, say, just a piece of coastline somewhere else in Washington.
Yeah, and that's right. And you have to realize, since it's sovereign territory, that you have to be, I mean, pretty respectful of the local customs and the local ways. And, you know, being out at Nea Bay the other month, about 2 months ago, one thing that really surprised me is how far away I felt from Seattle when I was out there. I mean, I felt like I was in another world. And they've got a great, by the way, Nea Bay has a great reservation museum that is surprisingly large and complex and gives you the entire history of whaling to the indigenous people that lived there, you know, way before Christopher Columbus and, you know, the Spaniards and the Russians arrived. Mm. And so, you know, it can be educational too. If you've got a family, head out there, head a museum and learn about the coastal tribes. I mean, that's a really fascinating thing to do.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and our travel expert, and he joins us once a week to talk about where you can go and what you can do around not just Washington State, but the world. You can learn more on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.